Hello guys, this is a new podcast, and it is, I'm going to be telling fairy tales that you probably should have heard, but you haven't, and then you'll probably hear some familiar titles, but with an interesting twist in them, that you think you heard, but really, you haven't. So, hopefully you guys enjoy, please give this some love and like it, and, thanks for tuning in from wherever you're listening from. Yes, and please share with your friends. So, this is a short one. It's called The Cake. A child quarreled with his brother one day about a cake. "It is my cake," said the child. "No, it is mine," said his brother. "You shall not have it," said the child. "Give it to me this minute." And he fell upon his brother and beat him. Just then came by an angel who knew the child. "Who is that you are beating?" asked the angel. "It is my brother," said the child. "No, but truly," said the angel, "who is it?" "It is my brother, I tell you," said the child. "Oh, no," said the angel, "that cannot be, and it seems a pity for you to tell an untruth, because that makes spots on your soul. If it were your brother, you would not beat him, but he has my cake," said the child. "Oh," said the angel, "now I see, my mistake. You mean that the cake is your brother, and that seems a pity, too. For it does not look like a very good cake. And, besides, it is all crumbled to pieces." So that... was a pretty interesting story that you heard. It was about a brother was beating on his brother because he took his cake. First of all, go get another piece of cake. It never said it was the last piece. Just go get another one. If it was the only piece, just split it in half. There are many other ways. Kids, if you're listening, do not fight like that. That is not very good. Also, the moral of the story is don't beat someone up because they took a piece of your cake. It leaves marks on your soul, as you could clearly see. The next one is The Cat and the Mouse. You've probably heard this title before, but I doubt you have really heard the story. The Cat and the Mouse. The Cat and the Mouse played in the malt house. First of all, before I get started with this, it is a bit of a tongue twister, sorry. So forgive me if I mess up, but you'll see what I mean in the middle of the story. It gets pretty hectic. So forgive me on that, thank you. Let's continue. The Cat and the Mouse. The Cat and the Mouse played in the malt house. The cat bit the mouse's tail off. "Pray, puss, give me back my tail." "No," says the cat, "I'll not give you your tail till you go down to the cow and fetch me some milk." First she leapt, and then she ran, till she came to the cow and thus began. "Pray, cow, give me milk, that I may give cat milk." "No," said the cow, "I will not give you no milk." It is literally worded horrible. "Till you go down to the farmer and get me some hay." First she leapt, and then she ran, till she came to the farmer and thus began. "Pray, farmer, give me hay, that I may give cow hay, that cow may give me milk, that I may give cat milk, that cat may give me my own tail again." As you can see, it started, and I think you guys can tell where this is going to go after this next sentence. "No," says the farmer, "I'll give you no hay till you go to the butcher and fetch me some meat." First she leapt, and then she ran, till till she came to the butcher, and thus began, "Pray, butcher, give me meat, that I may give farmer meat. That farmer may give me hay, that I may give cow hay, that cow may give me milk, and cat will give me my own tail again." "No," says the butcher, "I'll give you no meat till you go to the baker and fetch me some bread." First she leapt, and then she ran, till she came to the baker and thus began, "Pray, baker, give me bread that I may give butcher bread. That butcher may give me meat, that I may give farmer meat. That farmer may give me hay, that I may give cow hay. That cow may give me milk, and I may give cat milk. That cat may give me my own tail again." "Yes," says the baker, "I'll give you some bread, but if you eat my meal, I'll cut off your head." Then the baker gave mouse bread, and mouse gave butcher bread, and butcher gave mouse meat, and mouse gave farmer meat, and farmer gave mouse hay, and mouse gave cow hay, and cow gave mouse milk, and mouse gave cat milk, and cat gave mouse her own tail again. So, that was probably one you haven't heard, the cat and the mouse. Normally it was cats, you just hear them trying to eat mice, I should say. They'll try to eat a mouse or something, or mice. But, in this story, they didn't. The cat actually would give the tail back as long as it got its way, but then she had to do something for the cow, the farmer, the butcher, but nothing for the baker. So, it is quite interesting, that one. Now we're going to go to a longer one. It's A Child's Dream of a Star. So, here we go. This one will be about 8 minutes. Here we go. There once was a child, and he strolled about a good deal. And though a number of things, he had a sister who was a child too, and his constant companion, sorry guys, this is going to be tough, oh well. These two used to wander all day long. They wondered at the beauty of the flowers, they wondered at the height of and blueness of the sky, they wondered at the depth of the bright water. They wondered at the goodness of the power of God who made the lovely world. They used to say to one another, sometimes, supposing all the children upon earth were to die, would the flowers and the water and the sky be sorry? They believed they would be sorry, for, said they, the buds are the children. The buds are the children of the flower specks, playing at hide and seek in the sky all night must surely be the children of the stars. So this one is going to be a little confusing as well, because it's worded a bit differently. And they would all be grieved to see their playmates, the children of men, no more. There was one clear shining star that used to come out in the night sky before the rest near the church spire. Above the graves it was larger and more beautiful, they thought, than all the others. And every night they watched for it standing hand in hand at the window. Whoever saw it first cried out, "I see the star," and often they cried out both together, knowing so well when it would rise and where. So they grew to be such friends with it that before lying down in their beds, they always looked out once again to bid it good night. And when they were turning round, they slept, they used to say, God bless the star. But while she was still very young, oh, very, very young, the sister drooped and came to be so weak that she could no longer stand in the window at night. And then the child looked sadly out by himself, and when he saw the star, it turned round and said to the patient, pale face on the bed, I see the star. And then a smile would come upon the face of a little weak voice used to say, God bless my brother and the star. And so the time came, all too soon, when the child looked out alone, when there was no face on the bed, and when there was a little grave among the graves, not there before, and when the star made long rays down toward him as he saw it through his tears. Now these rays were so bright, and they seemed to make such a shining way from earth to heaven, that when the child went to his solitary bed, he dreamed about the star, and dreamed that lying where he was, he saw a train of people taken up that sparkly road by angels, and the star opening showed him a great world of light where many more angels, such angels, waited to receive them. These angels who were waiting turned their beaming eyes upon the people who carried up into the star. And some came out from the long rows in which they stood and fell upon the people's necks and kissed them tenderly and went away from with them down avenues of light and were so happy in their company that lying in his bed he wept for joy. But there were many angels who did not go with them, and among one he knew, the patient pale face that once had lain upon the bed was glorified and radiant, but his heart found out his sister among all the host. His sister's angel lingered near the entrance of a star and said to the leader among those who had brought the people there, is my brother come? And he said, no. She was turning hopefully away when the child stretched out his arms and cried, oh, sister, I am here. Take me. And she turned toward her beaming eyes upon him. And it was night, and the star was shining into the room, making long rays down towards him as he saw it through his tears. From that hour forth, the child looked out upon the star as on the home he was to go when his time should come, and he thought he did not belong on earth alone. But the star, too, because of his sister's angel, gone before. There was a baby born to be a brother to the child, and when he was so little that he never yet had spoke a word, when he stretched his tiny form out on his bed and died. Again, the child dreamed of the open star, and of the company of angels, and the train of people, and the rows of angels with their beaming eyes all turned upon those people faces. Said his sister angel to the leader, is my brother come? And he said, not that one, but another one. As the child beheld his brother's angel in her arms, he cried, oh, sister, I am here, take me. And she turned and smiled upon him and the star was shining. He grew to be a young man and was busy at his books when an old servant came to him and said, "Thy mother is no more. I bring you her blessing on her darling son." Again at night he saw the star and that former company. Said to his sister's angel, to the leader, "Is my brother come?" And he said, "No, thy mother." A mighty cry of joy went forth through all the star because the mother was reunited to her two children. And he stretched out his arms and cried, "Oh, mother, sister, and brother, I am here. Take me." And they all answered him, "Not yet," and the star was shining. He grew to be a man whose hair was turning gray, and he was sitting in his chair by the fireside, heavy with grief, and his face was bedewed with tears. When the star opened once again, said his sister's angel to the leader, "Is my brother come?" He said, "Nay, but his maiden daughter." And the man who had been the child saw his daughter newly lost to him, and celestial creature among those three, and he said, "My daughter's head is on my sister's bosom, and her arm is around my mother's neck. And at her feet there is a baby of old time, and I can hear as a parting from her. God be praised," and the star was shining. Thus the child came to be an old man, and his once smooth face was wrinkled, and on the steps were slow and feeble, and his back was bent. One night he lay upon his bed, his children standing around. He cried as he had cried so long ago. "I see the star," they whispered one to another. "He is dying." And he said, "I am. My age is falling from me like a garment. And I move towards the star as a child. And, oh, my father, now, I thank thee that it has so often opened to receive those dear ones who await me." And the shining star was shining, and it shines upon his grave. So that was a good one about a star and a boy. And that was only, I think it was probably only about 8 minutes. So my podcast will get longer in the future, but this is again the first one, and I hope to do some pretty good ones in the future. So yeah, thank you guys for joining. Remember to just like and share with your friends.